This is 2SER News. It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Henry Tai. The Queensland Maroons have sent the State of Origin series to a deciding match after beating the New South Wales Blues 18-16 in Game 2 at ANZ Stadium last night. The match was a missed opportunity for the Blues to wrap up the series in front of 82,000 fans after winning Game 1 in May. The series now moves to Brisbane for the decider, which will be played on July the 12th at Suncorp Stadium. Blues captain Boyd Cordner says his side put in a great effort.
Played well to get into that position, get in front, but just wasn't good enough on the disciplinary areas of the game.
The Senate is set for extended debate to pass the government's Gonski 2.0 scores package after sitting late into last night. The government has extended sitting hours, forcing the Senate to sit indefinitely today until the legislation is passed. The Turnbull government insists it will allow as much debate on the bill as necessary, vowing not to gag it despite securing 10 of the 12 crossbench votes required to pass the legislation. British Prime Minister Theresa May has apologised to the survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire for the state's lack of support. Ms May has promised survivors would receive more support, with the government securing dozens of newly built apartments in a West London development as a first step to rehousing survivors. The tragedy has shed light on London's economic divide, as it happened just a few hundred metres away from some of the wealthiest suburbs in the country. A man's body has been found in a car in the Sydney beachside suburb of Maroubra, with police setting up a crime scene. The discovery was made last night on Mons Avenue, about 200 metres back from the beach. Police say the circumstances surrounding his death are still unknown. A man has been arrested after a vicious assault on two people in Parramatta, which has left them in hospital. Georgie Wells from police headquarters says police were called to George Street last night.
Officers from Parramatta attended and located a man armed with a tyre lever assaulting another man and woman. The armed man was tasered after allegedly threatening police, and following a short foot pursuit, the 30-year-old man was arrested and taken to Parramatta Police Station.
The two victims remain in hospital in a stable condition. And in sport, Bernard Tomic's hopes of securing a Wimbledon seeding are all but dashed after the Queenslander plunged out of the Halle Open to the Frenchman Richard Gasquet. And Ange Postecoglou has left the door open for a serious selection shake-up as he seeks a safe passage for the Socceroos to the Confederations Cup semi-finals. And in weather, a cool, partly cloudy day today with possible coastal showers and highs of 19. Right now it's 11 in the city, 7 at Penrith, 11 in Wollongong and 5 at Katoomba. I'm Henry Tai. That's the latest on 2SER News 107.3.
Thank you, Henry, and thank you to the 2SER Newsroom for that news update. Checking the traffic for you, just the one incident to discuss at the minute. North Ryde, Epping Road at Wicks Road. Got a broken down bus. Westbound traffic affected. Emergency services and RMS are in attendance. As for now, it's time for the Daily. Yes, hello old friends, welcome new ones. It's time for The Daily. I'm Angel Morton, I'll be with you through till midday. Now, Nick tried to avoid the topic altogether, but we are going to tackle it head on. State of Origin, Game 2 last night. New South Wales had the chance to wrap up the series, but didn't. David, Gavin and I will dissect the game, maybe even flash back to what we predicted after Game 1 as well. And as we've been hearing in the news this morning, Senator Hanson came out with some pretty ridiculous statements about autistic students. We'll be chatting with the CEO of Autism Australia about those comments a little later in the show. And as per each week, we will gather around the proverbial fence post that is community radio and we'll catch up with Richard Mutton from DCFM, DCFM being a community station in Dubbo. We'll find out what's making news in the bush. And also, 2SER was nominated for a New York Radio Award through the week. And earlier this morning, I caught up with the executive producer of The Wire, Emma Lancaster. She's over in New York. We'll find out what the awards are all about and how we went. So there's plenty coming up on today's show. So sit back and relax. Let's kick off the show with a bit of music. Here's You Beauty, Healing Spirit, the name of this one. Happy Thursday.
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit have returned with an homage to their hometown and a deep portrait of modern America.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think.
The Nashville Sound is the 2SER feature album this week. Hear the Nashville Sound on 2SER all week. 2SER supporters can win copies. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, The Nashville Sound, the feature album on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Thank you. Don't make me make up a story. Don't make me say what this is. Where we to go once we described it? And what do you think when I say, isn't this sweet? When I say, isn't this right? When I say you should be with me this time. And if you're at all like me, you'll reach and feel for the edges, pull at the seams to show the weakness. And what do you feel when I say, let's leave it be? When I say, oh, we'll be fine. When I say we would always change our minds. Just a game will break you. We've seen the best of us fall. The push and pull that drives it all. And what do you think when I say, isn't this sweet? When I say, isn't this right? When I say you should play with me. What do you feel when I say, let's leave it be? When I say, oh, we'll be fine. When I say we would always change our minds. Don't make me make up a story. Don't make me say what this is.
Joan Shelley there with the push and the pull. Nice little calming start to your Thursday morning. But this is it. We're going to do it. We're going to dissect what happened last night. David Gavin joins me in the studio. David, good morning, mates.
Good morning, Adrian. Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
I'll read what's in the script anyway. Last night, it was Sydney's turn in the State of Origin spotlight as New South Wales and Queensland took to the field for game two of the three-game series. For a summary of all the action, joining the studio by producer David Gavin, as you already know. David, what the bloody hell happened?
Well, we'll start from the top, will we? So in front of a sea of blue, there was a packed out crowd, over 82,000 people crammed into the Olympic Stadium last night, particularly at the northern end of the ground where Blatchy's Blues were inhabited, I suppose, for want of a better, better word.
That's a good word, right?
Yeah, so Queensland made just the start they were hoping for after Valentine Holmes played the acrobat to score in the corner, putting the Maroons 4-0 ahead, and then Jonathan Thurston converted to make it 6-0.
We're not going to comment on the fact that his foot was on the line, or?
Well, I don't know whether it was.
Neither do I.
To be honest, I think the replay showed
we're
that we're
getting
it was
Nick Healy's
inside.
Nick Healy's he's nodding. It was, yeah, referee Nick Healy there.
But unfortunately for Queensland at that stage, the lead was short-lived as New South Wales hit back quickly, scoring just 5 minutes later with Jarryn Hayne going over in the opposite corner and Maloney kicked the goal from the sideline and things were tied up at 6-6. And then James Maloney cut through the Queensland defence in the 24th minute before passing to Brett Morris, who powered away to score in the same corner as Hayne's first try. And it was 10-6 New South Wales, so
he
things were looking
kick.
Up.
I think the second kick was easier too, but he missed it.
He did. He did. But he didn't have too many troubles with the next kick because there was another try very shortly after the second one, which Jake Trbojevic set up. It was almost rehearsed, actually, the pass that he threw to James Tedesco. And
it was weird. It was really bad defensive.
Yeah.
Bad defensive.
I think Tim Glasby missed a tackle there. So
straight
Tedesco
the
made the break, put it on the chest of Mitchell Pearce, and he ran away into space to score the Blues' third try. Maloney converted that one, as I mentioned, and it was 16-6 at halftime, and things looked destined for a series victory, but it was all downhill from there, unfortunately.
It absolutely was.
Not too many would have predicted what would have happened from the 53rd minute onwards when Dane Gagai scored the first of his two tries, finishing off a string of running passes, which started with a Josh Maguire break, which Thurston again converted from near the sideline, and it was 16-12. And then that 77th minute, New South Wales' heart sank when Dane Gagai completed his double to level things up at 16-all and then upstepped the champion for one of his finest hours, you would imagine, with Jonathan Thurston rising to the occasion as only he can to slot what would be the winning goal. And despite a few or tense few final minutes, Queensland hung on for the two-point victory, and we now head to Brisbane for the decider.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit depressing, isn't it?
That was a terrible, terrible second half. What did the commentators, the so-called experts, have to say about the game?
Well, Andrew Johns...
He was a little bit scathing,
the infamous Joey Johns was... Yeah, he was scathing. He couldn't believe what he was seeing, were some of the words that came out of his mouth post-match. He just couldn't believe that New South Wales didn't target Jonathan Thurston in that second half.
We should also add that, for those who didn't watch, who missed the game or,
were listening to it on radio and maybe
Jonathan Thurston literally had one arm. Like his right shoulder was completely stuffed.
He did
even from late in the first half.
Yes, that's correct.
He's still just...
He just found a way, so Phil Gould said that it was the conservative approach of New South Wales that didn't really help their cause in the second half. They sort of stopped doing what they were that was successful in the first game and the first half of the second game. Paul Vaughton said he thought, and Paul Vaughton being, for those listeners who may not be familiar, infamous Queensland origin personality and player, renowned as...
He's infamous down here. Up there, he's probably one of their gods. But
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, I mean, infamous in a good way.
Okay.
In terms of his coaching feats. Yes, that's right. As a player, he mentioned that Dylan Napper and Josh Maguire came back on the field in the second half of the match, then things started to turn. They really gave the spark back to Queensland. I would agree with that.
I think
Josh Maguire was exceptional for Queensland, up there with Dane Gagai as one of their best. And two key tackles that were made just before half time by Jake Chaboyevich on Kronk and Dugan on Morgan. You would have thought that they were sort of match-winning plays. Phil Gould mentioned that in commentary, but it just didn't turn out that way. And as you mentioned, Joey Johns was... Yeah, he was scathing of
So I think he called it the worst half that New South Wales ever...
The dumbest half of football he's seen New South Wales play.
And he's seen some dumb stuff, so... Yeah.
But, it was...
Now, what would... Remind me, what were our predictions after game one when you and I sat in here and gloated?
Well, yes. I predicted a comprehensive 22-6 New South Wales victory.
In game two.
Yeah.
And remind everyone listening at home what the score was last night, mate.
Yeah, it was 18 points to 16 Queensland. So that didn't really go to plan, that one.
No.
But it sets up what could be an absolute fairy tale in the last match. Jonathan Thurston's last match, what could be Cooper Cronk's last match. And
Origin match, we should point out there.
That's
Origin,
correct, yes. Origin match, he's their last State of Origin match.
Jonathan so 3 weeks' Thurston. Time they head up to Brisbane.
Yep.
To the cauldron.
For the return rubber, and I've got a couple of statistics that I could throw at you.
Go.
That if New South Wales win in 3 weeks' time, it'll be the first time since 1996, I believe, that they've won two games in Queensland in the one series. The Blues have won, it'll be the first time since 1997. Now, I stand corrected for any listeners out there that want to double-check Google and have got these wrong, but it'll be the first time since 1997 that New South Wales have won a series without winning in New South Wales.
Wow.
And it will be the first time ever, I believe, if they win in Queensland in 3 weeks' time, that they've won a series where they've had to play two games in Queensland and not one in New South Wales.
Wow. Huge. Well, I'm going to throw some stats at you. Okay. Last night it was Mitchell Pearce's, I think, 17th Origin game.
Yes.
That makes him the most capped New South Wales half of all time.
Unbelievable.
He has never won a State of Origin series.
Wow.
There you go. Second bit of info, had Laurie Daly's team, the Blues, won last night, or even if they go on to win game three in Brisbane, he will become only the second coach to win, New South Wales coach, I should add, to win more than one Origin series.
Incredible.
There you are. There's my stats.
there's all the stats you need for today, listeners. And it promises to be a hell of an occasion, no matter the result up there in Queensland. As we mentioned, Jonathan Thurston's last State of Origin match. What could be Cooper Cronk's last State of Origin match, and perhaps Billy Slater. And the Blues will have the task ahead of them. But
righto, come on, let's do it. Let's predict it.
I think Queensland win.
We're going with our heads here, not our hearts.
Yeah, with our heads. I think New South Wales needed to win last night. I think there's just too much riding on the match up
too
there.
Too big a job to do up there.
Queensland 22-18.
22-18. I'm going to go 28-10.
Okay.
To Queensland.
Right.
I reckon it'll be a rather convincing win.
And okay.
New South Wales will score last as well, so.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think the series is gone. But anyway.
Yes, unfortunately.
Let's not mention it again.
There's still hope.
Where there is life, there is hope. Well, David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Adrian.
You are our wrap-up of Game 2 in the State of Origin last night. Game 3 taking place on July 12. Let's not talk about that anymore. Time for more music. Here's one from the feature album, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. This one's Last of My Kind.
Couldn't be happy in the city at night. You can't see the stars from the neon light. Sidewalk's dirty and the river is worse. Underground trains all run in reverse. Nobody here can dance like me. Everybody clapping on the one and the three. Of my last of my kind. Am I the last of my kind? So many people with so much to do. Winter so cold, my hands turn blue. Old men sleeping on the filthy ground. They spend the whole day just walking around. Nobody else here seems to care. They walk right past them like they ain't even there. My last of my kind. Am I last of my kind? Daddy said the river would always lead me home, but the river can't take me back in time. And Daddy's dead and gone. And the family farm's a parking lot. The Walton's five and dime. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? I tried to go to college, but I didn't belong. Everything I said was either funny or wrong. Laughed in my boots, laughed in my jeans. Laughed when they gave me amphetamine. Left me alone in a bad part of town. 36 hours to come back down. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Mama says God won't give you too much to bear. Might be true in Arkansas, but I'm a long, long way from there. That whole world's an old and faded picture in my mind. Am I the last of my kind? 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 Thank you.
what's right and what's wrong. Don't you hold me too lightly to words as I've rounded them off to the nearest of ten. For I gathered your body in envious capture and envious thought. Oh, forgive me, oh gods, or forgive me in fortune, forgive me in feeling it out for myself, as I ought to have feelings for something as great as thou art.
Ideas. Music. 2SER 107.3.
Yes, you're listening to The Daily on 2SER. My name's Adrian. I'm here with you until midday. It's just gone 9:30. Time for some news headlines. Celine, good morning.
Good morning.
What's making news there?
Labour MP Emma Husser, who has a 10-year-old son with autism, is demanding an apology from One Nation leader Pauline Hanson after suggesting children with autism should be removed from mainstream classes to stop other kids being held back. She believes that it is unethical for Ms. Hanson to make these statements. A man has also been found dead inside a car in Maroubra. Police are treating the death as suspicious and are currently investigating on the matter. And details have emerged about the man shot dead as he tried to bomb Brussels' central train station. The 36-year-old lone wolf Moroccan part detonated a suitcase packed with nails and gas bottles and had never been identified by police as a threat. On to 2SER Sport, Blues coach Laurie Daly has taken a swipe at the referees following New South Wales' heartbreaking 18-16 State of Origin loss to Queensland last night. And on 2SER weather, a very chilly day thanks to cool winds with a top of just 19 degrees. Right now it's 12 in the city and 11 in our west.
Celine, thank you, and thank you to the 2SER newsroom. We will hear more from you guys at 10 o'clock. Time for a bit more music from Scotland, Young Fathers.
Bye. a smile to last you a while. Mr. Shore Captain from USA of Japan.
Thank you.
Melbourne nine-piece Sasquatch there with Then There's You. You're listening to The Daily on 2SER. My name's Adrian. So good to have you here with us. Next up, we're going to be talking about Pauline Hanson's controversial comments yesterday. They were in the Parliament last night. We'll be chatting about that in a few minutes with the CEO of Autism Australia, Nicole Rogerson. She's also got a son with autism. We'll have a chat to her about that coming up after this one. Prayer Elsewhere, Big Heart. Woods there with their track Love is Love. You're listening to The Daily on 2SER.
Stories, ideas, music.
Now, Pauline Hanson.
107.3.
Oh, you done? Pauline Hanson is under fire about her comments on children with autism. During debate in the federal government's school funding legislation, the One Nation senator suggested that children with disabilities are putting strain on teachers and schools. She said these children should go to a specialist classroom and be looked after and given that special attention. End quote. Joining us today is the CEO of Autism Australia, Nicole Rogerson. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, to start off with, how do we define autism?
Autism is a developmental delay that affects 1 in 100 Australian people. So,
1 in 100?
Yeah, it's quite a lot. There are 160,000 Australians with autism spectrum disorder. So if you don't know someone with autism, you probably will pretty soon.
Wow, 1 in 100. That's incredible. Now, a spectrum disorder, what does that exactly mean?
Yeah, it's a spectrum disorder, and that, the best way to explain it, I guess, is it manifests itself very differently. So some people with autism will have an